Like Herschel said, my name is Scott West, and I'm going to share a little bit about what the Lord has done in my life. Particularly tonight, what I'd like you to concentrate on when I tell my story is not necessarily me, but pay attention to the Word of God. Because God has used His Word in my life in a very systematic way to teach me things. And it's one of my favorite things. I was born and raised here in Norman. I was born in 1970, and I'm really old. When I was 8 years old, my mother died. Kind of woke me up into reality. When I was 15 years old, my father died. That kind of caused reality to tilt a little more. All of my brothers dealt drugs. One of them went to prison for it. My other brother stole all my college money that I had gotten from my parents dying. And if I start crying, don't worry about it. It's just kind of important to me. I became a Christian when I was 11 years old. And what I mean by that is I understood that I was sinful, that I was born with something that I couldn't get rid of. And a man shared that with me, the fact that Jesus Christ was God's peace offering, that He came down from heaven and He lived a perfect and sinless life. And that through that perfect and sinless life, God condemned sin when Jesus died on the cross. And Jesus offers us new life when He rose from the dead and defeated death and sin for all times. And I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior then. But that doesn't mean that I understood what it was. I knew that Jesus Christ was going to take me to heaven when I died. But I didn't know what to do with this time here on earth. It's kind of like Dave. Say I'm going to make Dave a soldier. I give him a uniform. And I give him a rank, Private Dolphin. Does Dave know anything about being a soldier? No, he is a soldier, yes. Because his general, that would be me, has made him one. But he hasn't been to basic training. He hasn't learned anything about what his duties are. He doesn't even know what he's capable of. He only knows that he's a soldier. I came to college at OU and began to sort of walk with the Lord. And the Lord quickly brought some issues to my life, basically my past, that I didn't want to deal with. So I moved away. I ran away. And I began to seek life from things that were not life-giving. I began to seek life from poison. Poison like alcohol and cocaine and marijuana. And I sought my significance, who I was, that my value was attached to who I was dating. Was she pretty? And after about a year and a half of that, I picked up some pills and I basically decided that if this is what this life's about, I'm through with it. If this is what God's love is for me, I'd rather go be with Jesus in heaven. But through the Lord's mercy, I was unsuccessful in trying to commit suicide, thanks to one of my roommates. I moved back to Oklahoma with no direction, no money, and basically no life. And a guy met me, an old friend of mine. He was one of my favorites. His name is Kerry Knight. And he began to pour his life into me. And he taught me how to walk with God. One of the first verses that he taught me was Ecclesiastes 8, 5, and 6. It says, "He who obeys a royal commandment comes to no harm. For the wise heart knows the proper time and procedure. For there's a proper time and procedure for everything, even when a man's misery weighs heavily upon him." And then basically, as Kerry began to teach me how to walk with God, he taught me how to live too, how to take care of myself. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted, and now being built up in Him. What God was doing was building me up, teaching me how to walk with God, how to live, what it was like to be that soldier. And it continues, and I'll come back to that in a little while. God first dealt with the current issues in my life and taught me how to walk with God. As I began to walk with God, the poison started dropping away. I still struggle with some of those things. But hey, I'm not too worried about that. One day I picked up my Bible and I came across John 14, 18. And this is when I realized that God called me to be very, very real and genuine. Because, see, I had come from a broken home. Very, very broken. And Jesus offered me a new life, and I was trying hard to live that. But the one thing I wasn't was being real. I wasn't owning up to who I was. And I read this verse, and some of you have probably read it 100 times. But for me, it was a little different. It's John 14, verse 18. It says, I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And this is Jesus speaking. To me, that verse is very different because it sounds like Jesus is saying that an orphan is not a really cool thing to be. My jaw hit the floor because I realized that Jesus Christ had just said that what I was wasn't a really cool thing to be. And my life stopped. And I sat there crying, wondering what I was going to do. It sounded like Jesus just said I was the worst thing in the whole world. I was an orphan. I was stranded. And then a verse came to my mind, Joshua 1:8. It says, but you shall meditate on this book of the law. It talks about being able to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. So with my broken heart, I turned to the Word of God. And I did a Bible study. I started with Psalm 70, verse 5. The first line of that says, but I am afflicted and needy. And I realized that I was both afflicted and needy. I looked up the definition of affliction, and it basically comes down to this: a deprivation of the necessity of life. And what God began to show me was it was like my parents were a couple of bakers who traded off ingredients into my life. And when I became a man, that cake went in the oven. The only problem was one of those bakers died when I was 8. The other one did the best he could, and then he died too. You ever tried to make a cake and not put flour in it? But when my heart came out of the oven, what I realized was it didn't look much like a heart at all. And then I searched the Word of God further. In Psalm 119, verse 50, it says, this is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has revived me. Again, in verse 92 of Psalm 119, it says, if thy law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. And so I began to understand a concept. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will complete it. I began to see that what God was doing. He had taught me how to walk with God. And when I was ready, he took me back to deal with my past. And he brought me through that very slowly. That kind of brings me up to the present and what I'm doing with my life. To finish off Colossians 2, 6, and 7, I'll just quote it again. It says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. The last two phrases there, just as I was instructed. One of the things that God has driven home to me is for the rest of my life, I need to set myself underneath someone who knows a little more than I do to help me. And the last one is the gratitude. Just to see where God had brought my life from nothing to giving me a future. He gives me something to do, something that's real, something that nobody can take away. Not money, not a career, not fame, not a beautiful wife. Those things are fleeting and they don't last. They're lies. that Jesus Christ told me that if I walk with Him, He has something for me to do. It's in Matthew 28:19. He says, go therefore and make disciples. And again in 2 Timothy 2:2, He says, and the things that you've heard from me, these things entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. That verse speaks volumes to me because it tells me what I can do. The one thing I know that I can do is take the things that the guy that taught me how to walk with God, and I can turn around and find somebody else and teach them the same thing. And I guess in wrapping up, just to kind of share a verse, and this kind of wraps it up about the Scriptures. The words and thoughts of God. In John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40, these are the words of Jesus Christ. He says, you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is these that bear witness of me. Jesus is saying that the Scriptures are a mirror of Him. That they bear witness of Him. And He says, and you are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. You are unwilling to come to me that you may have life. That's where I was. I was unwilling to come to Him. And I almost died. But the other side of that is that by God's mercy and grace, I have. And He has given me life. And if it's one thing that a 25-year-old junior who's been here for 6 years and is going to be here for at least two more, I exhort you to do one thing. Get to know God before you leave. You're going to get a degree. But take some time to get to know God. Thank you.